Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Margaret Josephs, who talks about that intense fight with Teresa Giudice, if there was any resolve at the reunion, and why Teresa doesn't feel any remorse. So how are you feeling? You know, the season is just about to wrap up. Obviously, we have a lot of drama between you and Teresa going down, but watching it back, how are you feeling, watching that fight with Teresa?
I actually feel worse than when I lived it because I didn't know what she was saying off camera, what she was saying downstairs. To hear her say that she's coming to beat me up. I mean, you know, she's pushing 50, saying she's going to come beat me up. You know, that's upsetting. Obviously, it's more upsetting to watch it back.
Yeah. I mean, what was like the most surprising thing that she said, you know, when, you know, cameras weren't around you? What was the most surprising thing that she said to you?
When cameras weren't around?
Yeah, like sorry. When you were watching it back.
That she was going to come back and beat me up and all of those other things. Yeah. That was disappointing. It's just like, you know, threatening physical violence, threatening, like, okay, stop already. I mean, this isn't Mob Wives. I mean, what do you, cut me a break.
Was there anything about that night that you regret that you didn't say or that you should have done? Was there anything about that night that you wish you could have done over?
No. I mean, I think I handled it very, very well. Mm-hmm. I was calm. I was never going to do something back. What is disturbing to me is after the ponytail pull and that year, she said she was going to do everything to make it up to me. Any of my friends, be it this friend group or my friend group outside of this show, I'm brutally honest with. Mm-hmm. And I would say, what's going on here? The way she handled it, I think she handled it poorly. Mm-hmm. By deflecting and being dishonest and not being upfront, it could have gone a totally different way. With that being said, we also decided after the ponytail, there will never be any, you know, physicality amongst us. And that went totally down the tubes.
I mean, what is more upsetting to you, the ponytail pull with Danielle or this fight with Teresa?
Well, she orchestrated the ponytail pull, and I thought that was the end, and she did this again. So obviously this.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've just been giving her too many chances at this point?
Yeah. I've given her a lot of passes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I've given her one too many passes.
Yeah. Do you feel like now that you're a few months out of it, I know kind of watching it back kind of rehashes everything for you, but do you feel like maybe now that some time has been removed, do you feel like she has any remorse for what happened?
I just did the reunion and she doesn't have any remorse.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can laugh about it, but you know, she's not one to really have a lot of remorse.
Mm-hmm. Is that upsetting to you? Because you know, you have been friends for quite some time. And
she feels, you know, I thought you were my friend. And I thought I am her friend. I am a good friend tells you the truth. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always tell you what you want to hear. And you know, she's a different idea of friendship. Yeah, of course it's upsetting to me. I met her in a very sad time in her life. I was very nurturing, empathetic. That's the type of person I am. You could see I could run a gamut of emotions, even if I'm not the closest with someone. Jennifer and I made up in a genuine way. Mm-hmm. It's upsetting. I think she is a level of paranoia I've never seen in anybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of piggybacking off that, why do you think she was so convinced that you were the one to go to the blogs? Was it just because you were asking him a few questions about himself?
Yeah, I think because when she wants something to be true, I mean, she can delude herself into thinking something is true even when it's not. Mm-hmm. I've never quite witnessed something like that, but yeah. I'm brutally honest even with myself. And, you know, she doesn't want to see what's right in front of her.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have red flags about Louis?
You know, I feel a lot better. I think he addressed a lot of things. I think that's all that questions, you know what I mean? I think when something's out there, people have the platform to address it on this show. We're very lucky that way. You know, when things are out there, people can easily make it right, address it, tell the truth and move on. Even if it's not the pretty truth, whatever it is. I think he's done, after the season, he's done a great job of that. And you know what? I do know that he loves her very much, and good luck to him. I mean, he's, you know, I'll take him over any, you know, any day over her at this point.
Louis, in this past episode, he said that he felt like the women didn't really give him a fair shot. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like the women didn't give him a fair shot to begin with?
I think it's not that we didn't give him a fair shot. I think Teresa didn't give us the opportunity to know the real him. She shut him down a lot. She wouldn't let him speak. I think he probably got nervous. I don't think it was that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, do you feel like you said, kind of watching back the season, it seems like when everybody asked questions, he wanted to answer them, but she kind of shut him down. Do you think all of this could have been squashed so much earlier if he just got the chance to speak?
I think it's not even that he didn't have a chance to speak. I think she probably told him, you know, don't say this, don't say, you know, and I think it was something like that.
Yeah. I mean, do you want this relationship to work out for her?
Of course. No one wants to see anything bad happen to her. Yeah. No one wants to see that. I mean, that's insane.
Right. And it appears that things get heated with Louis in the season finale. What can you kind of tease about that?
Yeah, he gets very upset. He does get very upset, I think, out of frustration. He says some things that are not very savory or palatable. But, you know, when people are upset, they say things that are not good.
Yeah. Out of all the women, who had your back the most through all of this drama?
I think Jackie, I think Melissa, I think Tracy, clearly. I think even, you know, I think Dolores was even very empathetic to me, even though she's friends with Teresa. I think she understood. I think all of those women are good friends to me. They know I don't come from a place of just like being, I want to ruin your life. You know what I mean? That's not what I'm about. I don't want to see, listen, Teresa has body shaming this season more than once. She has in the past orchestrated ponytail pull on me. She has always taken everybody's side over me in every fight, be it Danielle, be it Jennifer. Historically, I have never done that to her. I ask questions. I don't even say anything bad about this guy. I ask questions that are out there everywhere in every media outlet, just like that any concern for him do. And all of a sudden I'm evil. So she always comes a place of that, you know, that I am the worst. So I find that very, very bizarre. And everybody else knows that I am not that. I've done nothing but champion women. I've helped Melissa with her business. I have done everything to try and lift them up. Even Jennifer, who we have fought for years when she was down, and I saw how down she really was. We had a serious conversation. I was there to help lift her up. I mean, I sent her to my real life therapist and she knows that. So it's like, come on.
Do you want to have a friendship with Teresa at this point? Or do you think that that's
I tried. And I think that I even tried after everything she's done and she wasn't as receptive. I mean, it's on her. Mm-hmm. That's not on me. That is not on me.
So, but you'd be open to it if she was.
Listen, you know what I'd be open to? If she really worked on herself, that's what I'd be open to. And I'm not talking about doing ayahuasca. I'm talking about real life therapy.
Do you think that she would ever do that though?
You know what? I think she could do whatever works for her. It's not, I think it's about her, not about me. She doesn't have to do anything for me. I think it's about self-reflection.
Yeah. Do you think anybody from the cast is going to be invited to the wedding?
Yeah, I think some people for sure. I think Melissa, you know, will be invited. And Jennifer, I don't know who else. I really don't know who else.
Yeah. Was it disappointing for you that Melissa didn't stick up for you when Teresa was doing this big apology, or do you understand the predicament that she was kind of put in?
I think Melissa is so jaded to the way Teresa apologizes. She's like, oh, that's her apology. I think she didn't even know what to say. I wasn't disappointed, but I was like, I immediately set the table, like, do not even say to me, you know, and you can see Melissa's one of my closest friends. I immediately said to her, I was like, don't even. And she did.
Yeah. You said that you were pissed off at Joe Gorga's reaction to the apology, that he was kind of an enabler.
Yes. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, giving a participation trophy. Cut me a break. At our age, you should know how to apologize.
Yeah.
Don't say you're provoked. Don't say this. Just like, I'm sorry for my behavior. You know, I'm not begging for an apology. It's ridiculous. Don't give up some lame excuse.
Yeah, I know for me, like my jaw was on the floor when she was, you know, throughout this apology, and then she started body shaming you as well. And, you know,
exactly. You give a lame apology, then you insult me and body shame me and, you know, say, well, at least she got this. It's so rude and degrading. And, you know, and you think it's funny. It's not cute. Okay. It's never cute.
Yeah. I mean, how did that make you feel in that moment?
No, I was pissed. I was agitated. I mean, I've said this before. Thank God I'm tough, strong. But if it was anybody else and any young woman, you know, that could really cut somebody. And on a season when we're talking about eating disorders, which she didn't really know about, but she knows that Jackie suffers with that. You know, I don't know where your head is that you think that's acceptable.
Yeah.
It's never acceptable to body shame anybody. We're in an era of body positivity. You cannot be behaving that way. Mm-hmm. And to do it where we have issues with even within our group, it's a sick situation, but you know, nothing shocks me.
Are you so proud of Jackie for opening up and kind of sharing this journey with us?
Oh my God. I think what she did is so brave, so strong, amazing. The positive response she's gotten from so many people. She looks great. She's so healthy. And to share that is just so brave.
It really is. No, it's been such a, you know, cause a lot of people don't talk about it, but it's been a very,
And so many people suffer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so true. I mean, what can you kind of tease about the reunion? I know that this is going to be a fiery reunion. I think Jennifer just said in the interview that Andy had to like calm everybody down a little bit.
Oh yeah. Andy, I've never seen him so frustrated, agitated. It's the longest reunion I've ever had. I think that he's ever had. We went way over. It's crazy. I said it was draining, exhausting. Fights explode with people you would never think they would explode with. Usually on reunions, we have a lot of resolve. This reunion, there was a lot of people going away, still agitated, new people fighting. So there's no resolve this season. There just isn't.
Yeah, Melissa said, I think on Watch What Happens Live, that she hasn't spoken to Teresa since the reunion. Does that surprise you at all?
No, doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. It was ugly. It was ugly. I was like, wow.
Have you spoken to Teresa since the reunion?
I haven't spoken to her. No. Yeah. But I will say she did text me for my birthday. Which is a little odd. you always get a weird thing. But that was like, you know, for her, that was like, I guess, you know, her mind works more, but it was graceful. You know, she gave an inch.
Did you respond?
Yeah, of course. Listen, I am very responsive lady. Like I want to do the right thing, but I don't do anything calculated.
Definitely. Was Teresa upset at Dolores for being loyal to you?
Well, I saw on the after show, she said that it seemed like she was very upset by that. And I find that bizarre. I think you can love two people. I think, you know, two things can be true. You could be a good friend to two people. You could think one person's right. And that doesn't mean that you're not loyal to the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't high school.
Yeah. Does their friendship kind of falter a little bit now?
Or I don't know. I think they have such a history.
Right.
I think they really love each other. I think that's what it is. I think, you know, they'll always be close. But based on what she said on the after show, I'm sure, you know, she seems agitated. I think she has a different view of friendship, but I think it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and like, you know, you said that there's no resolve, but who is in Teresa's corner at the end of the day? Is it just Jennifer and Dolores at this point?
I think Jennifer is always in Teresa's corner. I'm not saying Dolores is. I think Dolores understands Teresa, but I would say, you know, Dolores is friends with everyone.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Gia getting into the mix this season? And are she and Joe Gorga kind of going at it?
I think that was very hard for me to watch. That water runs very deep. It was painful and I felt very badly for Joe Gorga because it was upsetting because I know that he has no ill intent ever. And that's a fact. And I know it cuts him very much. The other thing is with Gia is just, what upset me was I saw Teresa say, you know, she was so proud Gia stuck up for her when Gia, you know, came back at me a little. She knows I'm never going to argue with Gia. Just like, why would you want to keep your daughter out of this? That's my whole point. Why do you want to drag her into this mess? I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I love Gia and I would never say anything rude to her. She's younger than my youngest child. I'm never going to say that.
Was it almost like she was having her fight her battles for her a little bit?
It was just like, I understand why Gia wants to be protective of her mother, but you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
You can't have it like, keep my daughter's name out of your mouth. And then Gia, you know, comes in there. It's like, because no one, is going to ever argue with someone's child. It's just not going to happen.
Right. And like you said, you mentioned Jennifer before, the two of you were able to make amends this season, you know, after multiple seasons of arguing. Do you regret bringing up the affair, or do you feel like it kind of forced you guys, or not forced you guys to be friends, or, you know, kind of resolve your differences?
I'll tell you what it was. This keeps coming up. I didn't bring up the affair, say your husband had an affair. I brought up the affair because I said, you're a hypocrite. It was not about Bill at all in the affair. It was just about her, constantly attacking me and the sexual harassment of me, degrading it, saying I slept my way, all these things. In the meanwhile, you celebrate your husband and make it out like he's perfect when he was no different. Mm-hmm. And that was my point. It's just like, well, why is he not a piece of shit if I am? That's a piece of whatever, you know what I mean? So, and it was the hypocrisy. And then when I found out she was digging back, it had nothing to do with that. If I knew, and I said this to her, that she would crumble like that, I would have never said it. I really won't. Cause I knew she knew about the affair. I had no idea. I thought it was going to be like, we're going to have this argument. She would see her part. Like, I've been a hypocrite these years, pretending everything's perfect, you know, making excuses. And that would have been it. Like I had said to her before, I didn't want to cut you to the core. Mm-hmm. I never thought we've never seen her cry. She's been such a villain for so many years. Who would know that she was going to be like that? I would never want to see her crumble like that.
Mm-hmm. Are she and Bill in a good place right now?
They seem like they are. You know, I think everybody works through their issues. That's my whole point. Who would know they even had issues,
right?
You know, and she said everything was great.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the guys had some drama this season as well, you know, with Bill kind of going at it with Joe and things like that. Are they still a tight, the wolf pack still as tight as ever? Yes.
I think the men could really, you know, move past anything. It doesn't cut as deep with the men.
That is true. And you and Jennifer are on good terms again?
I think, you know, I think we still had to hash some things out at the reunion. Mm-hmm. I think we have to rebuild our trust factor. I think she feels like she doesn't trust me. I feel like I don't always trust her. I don't always feel like things. I don't always think she hears things correctly, or, you know, she interprets things differently than the average bear. But, you know, I think we're working on it. But I do think, you know, things have moved forward.
Right. And like you said, this season doesn't really have much resolve. So are you happy to have a little bit of a break before you jump back into the next season?
Yeah, or no, I feel like there was no break. For some reason, I just don't feel like there was a break.
Right. It's just constant. Keep going.
Yeah, I just feel like it's always in your face. You finish filming, then the season's airing, then you're talking about it, then you're reliving it, then this one's talking about, you know, I think it just doesn't end.
Definitely.
You want the truth, Chris? It's your real life. Right.
It
so it doesn't end. Right.
Right. And how's Marge Senior doing?
Marge Senior is doing amazing. The only thing, you know, it's just, she has a little PTSD from the Ukraine. You know, the episode was so beautiful when we saw, but it's just very reminiscent of her life before, but she's great. And she's holding up. She does a lovely weather report every day on her Instagram and gives world news. So she's, thank you.
I love it. I love it. Well, Margaret, before we wrap up, like I said, I have this fun little trivia game for you. So first one, I think you might get this one. Which Jersey housewife has a reported net worth of $50 million thanks to their fashion and accessories company?
That'd be Margaret Josephs, the real Margaret Josephs.
That is true. Who referred to their family as thick as thieves?
Oh, Caroline Manzo.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever want to see her come back on the show?
You know, I would get a big kick if she came back on the show. Yeah. I think her and I would have a lot in common.
I think so. Which housewife left mid-season because they didn't want to be around Danielle Staub?
Dina Manzo?
Yep.
Dina Manzo, yes.
Which Jersey housewife was previously a buyer for Macy's?
Oh, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. You're very good at this.
Yes.
Which TV show used the brownstone as a location during a few scenes?
Which TV show? Mm-hmm. Oh, Housewives of New Jersey.
Besides the Housewives.
Which TV show used the brown? I don't know. Which one?
A very New Jersey TV show back in the day.
Sopranos.
Yes. Okay. What are the names of the books that Teresa has published? If you can just give me one or two.
Oh, Turning the Tables, mm-hmm. Skinny Italian, which is the other one? Standing Strong.
Yes, that's it. Good job. Yeah. What position did Tiki Barber play and for what team?
Oh my God. The Giants.
Yes.
And he played Was he quarterback or running back?
Running back. Very good.
Running back. And by the way, I live for Tiki Barber. And I don't like when people are like, oh, Barber named a dog after him. He was like a hero in our family. Of course, you name anybody you can after your hero.
Do you think he was a little shell-shocked after everything that happened this season?
Yeah, of course. Of course. But I mean, we might be tougher than the Giants. A little more vicious. We do it all without padding.
I think so. I love it. And then whose famous tagline was Namaste, bitches?
Namaste, bitches. Oh my God. Dina.
Yes. Yes. Margaret, you nailed it. So good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure catching up with you. And I cannot wait for the rest of the season and the reunion.
Thank you, Christine. Thanks. Great seeing you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.